Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. You're on with me, Victor Phillips, with the Elephant Role. And I want to invite you real quick to do me a favor. Share this video. Just do me a quick favor. Share this video right now. Share it right now. Invite someone else on. You also can listen to me via Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio, tonight. That call-in number to listen and also to create dialogue in this conversation is 516-595-8255. Let me get a little comfortable here. Y'all don't mind if I get a little comfortable. Put my feet up. That's how we roll. All right, real quick, again, share the video, invite your friends. If you want to call in, you can also listen via phone. And if you call in, you can actually can get you on the air and we can have a conversation. So do me a favor, invite your friends right now as we talk about Kanye, Donald Trump. Hey, Sean, what's going on, man? Hope to see you soon. Haven't seen you in a while. All right, that call-in number is 516-595-8255. Again, that's 516-595-8255. So I'll give you some time to come on. As you're coming on, I want to do some quick advertisement. If you're having a wedding, if you're having a social event, if you're having a party. Hey, oh, I know. Is that Tamara? Oh, Tamara. I know Tamara got something to say about Kanye. I've seen some of your posts about Kanye. And I think Tamara, you and myself and some others are some lone rangers in that conversation. I think we are some lone rangers as we talk about Kanye and his conversion. When I say lone rangers, I think we're kind of by ourselves. Many people are afraid and saying that Kanye is that lost it. But we're going to talk about that tonight. But if you're having a social event, you're having a wedding, a birthday, a graduation party, and you want to really just, capture that moment, Mira Crazy is the vendor of choice. That's right. Mira Crazy, I want you to write it down, remember it, www.miracrazy.com. It's this large mirror about over 6 feet tall that takes pictures of you, your family, whoever you want to do, and they have props and different things that you can do with those pictures, and the pictures come out right away. The pictures come out right away. So that's MiraCrazy.com. MiraCrazy.com. If you're connected to me on Facebook, you can go to it. It's one of the pages I like. One of the pages I've actually created is MiraCrazy.com. Support. If you are interested, please let them know Victor Phillips sent you to get the Victor Phillips deal. All right? To get the Victor Phillips deal. It could be for your wedding. Are you getting married soon? It could be for your graduation, whatever party you have. Large mirror, takes pictures, it prints out right away, and your family and friends can have memory for years to come. That's MiraCrazy.com, MiraCrazy.com. And that's crazy with the K. That's crazy with the K. All right, let's hit it. Kanye Trump. Now, recently, Kanye put out a great album. Many people have different views about the album that he put out. I don't like it. Some people say I don't like it. Some people say they do like it. And thank you for those that already. We've already got two new views for Mira Crazy. Thank you. You guys work fast. Thank you. Many people say, some people say I don't like the new CD, Jesus is King. Some people say they like it. And some people perhaps like it but don't like Kanye, don't like the artist. Now, let me say this. I never really was a fan of Kanye. I'm not a fan of anybody musically, especially of secular nature. In terms of gospel, I do have some people that I would prefer to listen to than others. But in reality, I'm just not really into the whole music thing, right? And so I never was a Kanye fan. But I got excited when I heard that this man that we all know. We all know that that he made a switch or a change or a turn, and he says, you know, he's giving his life to Christ, and that's something to be celebrated. And especially when you look at scripture, and Jesus said it, that it, scripture very plainly says that it's so hard and difficult for a rich man to enter to the kingdom of God. And when you see someone with all the riches and that he has, the notoriety that he has, the popularity that he has, and to say, I'm going to switch the whole thing and I'm going gospel. And I'm not just that I'm going to do a gospel album. Don't get it twisted, because Snoop did a gospel album, right? Snoop did a gospel album. However, he's not just doing it. He didn't just do a gospel album. He says, I want the gospel to be within me. So I don't just want to sing about it. I want to actually, you know, be about it. And so I think that is phenomenal that he made that decision and he was public with that decision. Don't be afraid to share your faith. And it's interesting because he has a lot to lose than the average Joe. Kanye has so much more to lose than the average person sharing their faith. And for him to share his faith on such a large platform, and for the church to say, oh, it ain't about nothing. Well, maybe the church ain't about nothing these days. Let's have that conversation. Really? Now, I want to have a conversation. I want to talk to you. This is a dialogue-type program. And so if you do want to call in, you can call in. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. You can listen that way, but also if you want to come in and have dialogue with me, I'll bring you on the air, and we can have a conversation, all right? That number is 516-599-8255. And I believe we do have some comments. We have some comments already, I believe, in the post here. So let me check the comments out real quick here. Let's check these comments out. Hopefully y'all can hear me really well. Let's see here. Let's check some comments out. Where are we at? All right. So once they both are money hungry and mental and in love with themselves. All right. So someone said, hey, they're both money hungry. I guess you're referring to Snoop Dogg and Kanye, and they have some mental issues and they love themselves. Oh, or maybe you're talking about they're both money hungry and mental. You're referring to Donald Trump. Okay. That could be what it is. I've never been a fan of his music. However, the new album is awesome. Kanye is a new person. Right. He was not afraid. Yeah. And I know people have mixed opinions with that. And here's my thing. When's the last time someone turned their life over to Christ and everybody have everyone has a comment about it? Your cousin, your Pookie Nim, Ray Ray, they get saved, turn their life over to Christ. Nobody says, oh, I wonder if it's real. Oh, I wonder if he's going to stick with it. I mean, hey, you know what? We should know a tree, right, by the fruit it bears. And we're already saying, hey, this man's going to bear some bad fruit. We're already saying, man, you're not about anything. Is that really fair? What if that was you, right? And you made a decision. And I understand Kanye went through a lot of things in his life, a lot of mental breakdowns, and he shares that. He shares that. However, can I ask this question? Is there anything too hard for God? And many people know, I want you to know also, this is not necessarily a Christian radio program because we talk about everything. But however, this type of conversation does walk into the Christian arena, because Kanye came out and said, I'm a Christian, I'm a born-again believer, and he began to share his faith and share with so many people. And the church, one of his lyrics says, what's the Christians going to say? And he said, they the one that should be loving me, but they the one that's judging me. That's powerful. He just did an interview and cussed about 2 weeks ago. All right, so he cussed about 2 weeks ago. Thank you. I think I saw the interview too, and some came out, and he said, oh my goodness, the church is going to judge me. I didn't know this, my sister on here. I didn't know this, but do you know there's like thousands of pastors that use profanity? And people still falling out, still speaking in tongues? And I didn't know it, because I grew up in an arena that the pastors do not cuss. They do not cuss. They don't use no profanity. But do you know that there is thousands, maybe even millions, there's millions of born-again believers that use profanity on a daily basis, and they still will tell you, I'm born again, I'm still a Christian, and I'm still on my way to heaven. So I mean, that's a good, I mean, when I heard him cuss, I did say, ooh, all right, I did hear some little, you know, words. However, we also got to remember, he just got into this. Do y'all know anything about babes in Christ? You know, there's some things that you gradually grow, right? And even those that's been in the faith a long time, some of those old mothers still be, they be right in church saying, preach faster. You step on their toes, you step on their bunions, they're going to cuss you out. And Jesus, I'm telling you, they're going to cuss you out. But he's new to the faith. And for him to have a 360, I'm always there, which nobody's always there, but to change so quickly, you got to understand that his nature, this has been his nature, this lifestyle he was living been his nature most of his life. He has started a new journey. And like I said, some people on here right now, they'll cuss you out good. And they still say they saved. I wish I had a witness. Where are my cussing saints at in here? Where are my cussing saints? Tamara said him cussing doesn't mean anything. I think one of the help me out. One of the apostles, the Bible talks about that their mouth was not that clean. One of the apostles, and they followed Jesus and had some issues. But I think it's a good point though. What did you say here? Somebody said, let me see. Someone said, come on. Someone said something about father. What's father? Their father is of the devil. Oh, okay. So you're saying Kanye and Trump fathers of the devil. All right. And somebody said, I love Jesus, but I cuss a little bit. Thank you for your honesty. And I know this sister right here. And very astute in the word, follow the word, and she's being honest. Yes, but it doesn't take a year because the Spirit of God quickens our spirit. I used to cuss, but the Lord sanctified my tongue. All right. And who are we to judge people? And Kanye called it. He said, it's going to be the Christians, the one that's going to judge me. He did say that, which, you know, I think we should embrace him. What I said to the church, those that are part of our church, my brother D-Lo, all right, he's on. Those that are part of the church, I said that if anything, the church should be praying for Kanye. The church should be praying for him, and the church should be loving him. That's what, love him, pray for him. Love him, pray for him, because this is someone that is new. And Kanye is not new to Christianity. Let's not get that twisted. But he's made this change, so he's new to the faith, and we should be embracing him. If Kanye would embrace Islam and so forth or another religious sect, they probably would be embracing him. The Muslims probably would be embracing him. The Hebrew Israelites probably would be embracing him. But the Christian church is saying, I don't like you because and let's be honest, and why am I saying Trump? Many people don't like Kanye because of his association with Donald Trump. Let's bring that one out. Many folks do not like Kanye because of his association with Trump. Let me hear from you. Is that why you don't like him? Kanye has been saved for 6 months. God will continue to, I'm reading comments. Kanye has been saved for 6 months. God will continue to work the work that he started in Kanye. Amen. Everyone's deliverance process is different. All right. My mother was saved and converted instantly, but for others, it may take time. All right. Another one says, we judge by their fruits they bear. And yes, we should pray for them. I pray for the president every day that the Lord fills him with the Holy Ghost and fire. I love that. You pray for him. Do you love our president? Do you love our president? I asked this question in my church, and people were looking kind of like, But we're called to love everyone. And I suggest to you that many people, if you be honest with yourself, you don't really love the president. I don't care how much you go to church, how many times you shout, speaking in tongues, you got a problem with Trump, and let's be honest, and don't start that Christian stuff. Oh, I love him, but I don't love the sin. Or I hate the sin. I hate the sin, but I love him. I hate the sin. You don't love, you hate the sin and hate him. Be honest. Come on. Let's be honest. So some people don't like Kanye because of his association with Trump, and they will say, if he's a Christian, how can he be associated with a man like Donald Trump? Am I right? Is that how you feel tonight? Let me know. Say something. Do you feel that if he's a Christian, how can Kanye be associated with Donald Trump? Kanye is simply proclaiming the word and things of God. Why are we mad? They hate the press. Yeah, I mean, and this is so sad, though. The church, predominantly the black church, hate the president of the United States. I said it. That's, you know what? And that's how I feel. That's my opinion now tonight. That's my opinion. I feel predominantly the black church hate our president. And you say, well, why you feel that way? I feel that way because of what I see on social media that people say about him, right? And I think we have to be very careful when we're dealing when we're dealing with it. We can speak out against the wrong. Nothing wrong with speaking out against the wrong, but it's a thin line to speak out against the wrong of a person and still say, oh, I love him. I love him. Some of us wouldn't even want to sit in his presence. Now, some of us probably would, but a lot of us wouldn't want to sit in his presence. And so I suggest tonight that many people struggle with Kanye, not necessarily because he say I'm saved now, or not necessarily because you remember Kanye when he was saying, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with a broke, you know. You're not saying he's not saved because of that or because of his lifestyle. I think people are saying he's not saved because of his affiliation with Donald Trump. Recently, this past Sunday or yesterday, and this is a pastor that I admire. He brought up Kanye and he brought up Donald Trump in his message. And you all know this pastor from New Birth, Pastor Jamal Bryant. And I love Pastor Jamal Bryant. So then Pastor Jamal Bryant now is talking about Kanye in a negative connotation. I mean, he was saying that, you know, how can you be a Christian and saved and you are supporting Donald Trump? And now I'm like, okay, I like Jamal and I like what Kanye is doing. Don't know neither one of them personally, but I like both of them. Now I like these two people that I love them. One is against the other. And guess what, y'all? They both Gemini. That's so funny. I know we're not into that astrology stuff. I know, but it's just so funny because they're both like in that Gemini season, and I am too. Like, you know, it's kind of funny. Trump, you know what? And Trump's a Gemini, so it's so funny. Trump's one Gemini. Donald Trump is Gemini. Kanye is a Gemini. Jamal's a Gemini. I'm a Gemini, according to astrology, right? You know, and they say they're crazy. Geminis are crazy. I'm not. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. I don't ascribe to that astrology stuff. But if you do, they're all of them Geminis. They're all crazy then, I guess. But Jamal was making a judgment based on association. Thank you. I believe he was. I believe, and you know, Kanye was at Jamal's church preaching, or not preaching, singing. Maybe I'm prophesying down the road. And he does put some little stuff out there. But his main thing is really singing. He's not trying to preach and start this church and become Bishop Kanye. He's doing what he's gifted to do. And what he did was, I'm gonna change my gift to Christianity. I'm gonna change my gift to gospel music. And the Christian church says, oh my goodness, we don't like you because you are affiliated with the president. And that's what it really is. That's what it really is. People struggle with how can he be a born-again believer and affiliated with Donald Trump. Am I right, church? Is that what it is, church? You might say, I don't hate the president. He has his special needs. Okay. I do. Somebody said you a Gemini, it all makes sense. That was funny. You're right. We are awesome. I got Josh Burton on here. And now Josh, you know, I'm gonna put you out there. Josh is a straight Josh, you're still Republican? Let us know tonight. Are you still Republican? I don't have many Republican friends on my Facebook, so I got all Democrats. No, Kanye said because you're black, you vote Democrat. You know he said that. Now that made black people mad too. I don't know why it made black people mad, because majority of black people do vote Democrat. He's just stating the obvious. He's stating that most black people are trained to vote Democrat. All right, John said, yes, sir. He's still Republican. Got a Republican on here tonight. And so, yeah, people are mad when Kanye said, you know, black people vote Democrat. And I don't know why you're mad. It's the truth. I mean, we all know that. We all know that in reality that a Democratic president don't really have to campaign in black neighborhoods, because he already know he's going to get the black vote. Why waste my money and resources campaigning in the black neighborhood when I know they're already going to vote for me because I'm Democrat? I got a shoe in. Kanye didn't care about the risk, and that shows that he is about Christ. That's a bold statement. And I know where you're going with this, because There's a sacrifice. Whenever you want to follow Jesus, there's a sacrifice. I talked about it on Sunday. People don't want to sacrifice. And when you follow Jesus, there is a sacrifice and there is a risk involved. You may lose friendships. You may lose family members because you decide to follow him. Hey, and you know what? Kanye is taking that risk. And that is a big risk, especially for someone that has this huge platform and has these financial resources to say, you know what? I know what it is, but I'm still going to follow Christ. They are raised to vote Democrat. Another comment that we are raised to vote Democrat. Josh, 90% of black vote goes to Democrats, and yet nothing changes for our community. Look at any major city. Wow. 90% of black votes go to Democrats, and yet nothing changes for our community. Love that, Josh. Love that. Love that. Hey, if you want to have some dialogue and talk to me tonight, I want to hear from you. You can call into the call-in line. It's 516-595-8255. 516-595-8255. Let's go a little bit deeper in the elephant room. Why do we call it the elephant room? Because we're talking about the elephant in the room. Those type of subjects that people are thinking about, but nobody really want to bring it up because you don't want to offend anybody. Well, that's why it's called the elephant room. Let's talk about this too. Now, some of you, you know, because I want you to know this. I try to my best to be kind of neutral in the conversation. However, if there's something that I personally feel, I will share my personal opinion. All right. Don't get off the live. Don't get off the live broadcast because we're talking about Democrats. I need my Democrats to come back. Come on. I think I only got Republicans staying with me. I need my Democrats. Come on, we're coming back. Come on. We're gonna bring you back. I'm just teasing my Democrats. And I'm not suggesting I'm a Republican. I'm not suggesting I'm a Democrat. You don't know what I am. I don't know what I am. I'm in the middle somewhere. I tend to vote one way more than the other, though, because of my Christian values and faith. But let's talk about that. Because of the affiliation Kanye has with Donald Trump, our president, we people are not really wanting to support him, and they question his conversion. They question his conversion and say he's really not born again. He's not a Christian. How can you be born again and support this president, Donald Trump? And many people are saying that, you know, especially for the black church, that 90% of the blacks vote Democrats. What if we ask you the same question to the pastors that call them out, that vote Democrat every year? What if we ask you the same question? How can you be a born-again believer and vote Democrat? What if we ask you that question? What if we say, how can you be saved but still vote Democrat? And you say you're a Christian. What you mean, Vic? Y'all want me to go down that road? Because the same people that not Kanye for supporting Trump are the same born-again believers that vote Democrat every year, but will tell you in church that marriage is between a man and a woman. They'll tell you that, but they'll vote Democrat every year, knowing that the Democrat Party, President Obama, that we all love so dear, was pro. Okay. So I can ask you the same question. Why would you vote for Obama and you a believer knowing that he supports gay marriage? Is it really fair to say that you are no longer a Christian because you voted for Obama and he supported gay marriage, or you voted for Obama and the Democrats support abortion? Let's go there, right? If you're going to knock Kanye for being supportive of Donald Trump because of his policies, you're supportive of the Democrat Party, and their policies are anti-God. The Bible says marriage between a man and a woman, but you still vote Democrat every year, knowing their platform is saying that same-sex marriage is cool. So can we really determine someone's salvation because of how they vote or who they determine to support? Oh, come on, let's have a conversation. If you use that same logic, all I'm saying is, if you use that same logic as, well, you know, he can't be saved if he supports Donald Trump. Well, then you can't be saved if you support same-sex marriage and abortion. That's against your Bible. Use that same logic. Use that same logic. Call in tonight. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your comments. I know it's really the elephant in the room tonight. The call in number is 516-595-8255. Again, that's 516-595-8255. If you call in, shoot me a quick inbox and let me know the last four digits of your phone number, and I'll bring you on so we can have some dialogue conversation. I need me a good Democrat. And Kanye is against abortion. He made it very clear in one of his messages, one of his interviews. He also talked about how abortion targets the black community more than any other community that we can think about. But that's the party. The Democrat Party is the party for the black community. But those are the ones that are killing our black, beautiful black babies. And the same people that are marching, the same pastors that are marching Black Lives Matter are the same ones that are supporting candidates that support killing babies, black babies. So does Black Lives Matter only when it's not abortion? No. What you think? Come on, share this video. Share it with your Democrat friends. I want some Democrats. Come on. Does Black Lives Matter only when, except when it comes to abortion? Any other time it matters, but except when it comes to abortion, Black Lives don't matter. If you will look at the statistics on how many Black babies are killed each year, it's alarming. And it's almost hypocritical for anyone to march out there, Black Lives Matter, where we matter, and we're still killing our own, still killing our babies. And so do I determine your salvation because every year you vote Democrat? It was in the National Democrat Convention. Yeah, the elephant is getting bigger. You're right. It's getting bigger. It was in the National, the Democrat National Convention where some years back, not too far back, where they voted to take God, the name God, out of their platform, their national platform. They were voting to take God out of it. And it came in, the vote didn't pass. And so God was, the name God was going to stay in their platform. And do you know when the vote didn't pass, what you heard in that place was boo. Boo, boo. They were booing. They could not take God, the name God, out their platform. The party that you support, to the T, was trying to take God out their platform. They didn't want the word God in their platform. And so we have to have that same logic as we have with Kanye, that, hey, Kanye, me not saying that you're a believer is not really based on you for real. It's really based on some things you said and that you are in an alliance with this president that I do not like. And I think this president is anti-God, anti-Christian. And so because of that, we won't support you. Because of that, we question your salvation. Where are you at? Where's my Facebook friends at? Now, my post I put up here, Kanye can be just the same as your bishop. Do you know that? You see, it's us that put these parameters around things. We put parameters around a lot of things. I don't know who set these rules. I don't know who set these rules with a lot of things, not just salvation, relationships, and all. We put all these parameters and all these things, and I don't know who set these rules. Who put these timelines on when you should do X, Y, and Z, when this should happen? And so when Kanye said, I'm saved, when Kanye said, I'm born again, we like, okay, he's really not. Why is he singing? Why is thousands of people coming to his event? He's trying to start a church. He can't start a church. He can't do this. He can't spread the gospel. He needs to sit down and learn something. He needs to do this. He needs to do that. And I begin to read the book of Acts. You remember this man called Saul? Saul was another form of Kanye. But Saul was 10 times worse than Kanye because Saul was persecuting the church. Saul was going around looking for people that said, I'm a born-again believer, that I'm a Christian, the people of the way, that's what they were called, the people of the way, he was looking for them to lock them up. What happens to Saul? He's headed to Damascus. He gets knocked down. God speaks to him. And now Saul is converted. And then God speaks to Ananias and say, go and minister to Saul. His name changed to Paul. And all this stuff happened within a matter of days. And we're upset because I think it was 6 months now. Oh, he can't be doing this right now. You're mad that a 6 month babe in Christ Kanye can attract more people than you've been in church bishop for 40, 50 years. Well, he attracted more because of his name. You know what? He can't help. It's not his fault that he's famous. It's not his fault that he's famous. Now he's converted. He can't go back and become unfamous. Kanye cannot go back and become unfamous. He can't help that. So, yes, when he goes to a city, yes, people coming. But you know what? I'm not mad at him because he can draw more people than I ever could because they don't know my name. And, yes, thank you, Tamara, Paul proclaimed Christ. Not after 2 years of being set down and taught the gospel, Paul proclaimed Christ immediately. He got saved on Wednesday, and on Friday, he preached the good news. You can't do that? No. You need to be this and this, the time frame. You need to be taught something. But when God works, God is the best teacher. The Holy Ghost is the best teacher. When God is working on something, and Paul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul was instrumental in the salvation of the Gentiles. And so God used him. God used the very one that was trying to kill the believers. And so now if we go to Kanye, he got to sit down and be taught. And he's not even really preaching. He's testifying. He's sharing. So he's giving some words of exhortation. What's wrong with words of exhortation? I don't think I ever heard him teach, but he's giving words of exhortation. What's wrong with it? He gives more. I would say this. Listen to Kanye will convict you more than listen to Joel Osteen. Okay. And yes, I believe God is using his platform. Thank you. He has a platform and God is using it. Huh, that's crazy. But Kanye, if you listen to Kanye, his words will convict you more than the average preacher on Sunday. See, the average preacher on Sunday got to worry about growing his church. So he can't preach certain stuff because he'll make you mad and the membership begin to leave. Kanye ain't got to worry about that. Kanye say, I already got money in the bank, shorty, what you drink. I don't need your money. I'm already, he tell you, I'm already a billionaire. I don't need your money. But the average pastor needs your money, and so they won't preach the full truth. They'll give you what you want to hear. Kanye said, hey, I ain't got nothing to lose. Nothing's wrong with what he's doing. I agree. Hey, if it's positive, if it's getting people closer, because I read one article where they said over like 2,000 people, which reminded me of the day of Pentecost, over 2,000 people came to give their life to Christ. Now, we understand that people say, well, did they do this? Did they say that? Some 2,000 people made a step towards, I want to do something for God. I want to change my life. And there's a process, right? But God allowed that platform for 2,000 people to say, there's something in me that I need to give my life to Christ. Yeah, maybe they haven't got baptized yet. Maybe they haven't received the Holy Spirit yet, but they made a step towards it. He's bringing them. Now they want to read the Word. Now they want to read the Bible. Now they want to find out what else is next. What do I really need to do to get saved? And who are we to say that even those people that went, those 2,000 changed, who are we to say that God didn't save them or change them? We don't know. We don't know their life story. We don't know if they had, previously walked with Christ and maybe they stepped out. We don't know. But what we hear was, hey, these people said, came to the altar and wanted to give their life to Christ. Listen, I want to talk to you tonight because here's another one. I'm not a fan of Kanye. but I'm not here to judge or speak on his faith. His salvation is not mine. And that's the truth of the matter. I think that some of us will be so surprised. You know, I always say, you know, we'll be so surprised who made it, who didn't. Sometimes the people that are doing the most judging are the ones that ain't gonna, they're not even saved themselves. But I think that our problem with Kanye, more not to say our, but people's comment or people's problem with Kanye is his affiliation, his association. And like I said, with Pastor Jamal Bryan talked about Kanye and how he's affiliated with our current president. He's sharing that because of his affiliation with Donald Trump and saying that Kanye is not really converted because of his affiliation with Donald Trump, saying how can you be a Christian and support Donald Trump? And because of Donald Trump's policies and his ideologies, his ways of thinking. And I just shared when I heard Jamal say that, and oh, I would love, I wish I could, I would love Pastor Jamal, but he's so busy. I would love to have this dialogue and conversation with Pastor Jamal Bryant, because I would ask him the same question then. Would we question anyone's faith that supports a candidate that goes against biblical values and morals? Then do we question everyone else's faith? Or do we say, you know, to each their own? And I think that when we get to that point of questioning people's faith based off of who they vote for, I think that's a slippery slope. But I do think that there's some things that as a believer, it should be a no. I mean, no, I'm not supporting you because of X, Y, and Z. I really can't support you because of X, Y, and Z. I believe we have to have a strong stance on that. But you know, we can go both ways with this. Don't just knock Kanye for his support with Donald Trump. We need to knock some of these other people that constantly supports people that have anti-biblical views. And just because they're Democrat, like I said, they don't even have to. Those who just came over, I said the Democrat candidates really don't even have to do any type of campaigning in the Black community because they know they already got your vote. So why even campaign? You're going to vote Democrat. I don't care if it was a Black woman running, and she was a Republican, and is a white Democrat man. Oh, yo, I'm going to support Black on this. I'm going to support Black. You ain't going to support that Black woman. You know why? Because she ain't Democrat. You're going to support that white man that's Democrat. Am I right? Yes or no? Let me hear your Facebook. Don't be saying, well, it depends on his policies. Come on. A Republican can come in with some great policies, and just because they got Republican on their name, Black folks ain't vote for them. It matters. Can't ride the fence. Yeah. Adam Tyson preached the gospel that saves and that realized they needed a savior. Adam Tyson, I got to look him up. Adam Tyson. Whatever it takes to bring about salvation. Yeah. And like I said, some people won't come to a traditional church, but they'll come to the Sunday service with the choir. They'll come there. Listen, if you're listening tonight, thank you for listening. If you want to come in, call in and have conversation, have dialogue with me tonight, I really would appreciate you do that. The number is 516-595-8255. That number to call in to have dialogue with me is 516-595-8255. If you want to get on the air, send me a quick inbox, give me your last four digits of your phone number, and then I'll bring you on so we can have this dialogue and this conversation. Again, the number is 516-595-8255. I'm going to see something here. I maybe just shoot something at the dark. But let's see. All right. So I tagged, I maybe just, you know, never know what happens. But I would love to, and I wish I would have thought about it earlier this week, to reach out to Pastor Bryant to see if he would come on and have a conversation. But I did tag him right now in my Facebook post. And I forgot his administrator's name, but I wish I would have thought about it beforehand to see if I can bring him on to get some dialogue from him. Because this past Sunday, he ripped Kanye a really nice one during his message. He really like went in on Kanye, and I'm like, man, I like both of them. And I would love to get his perspective because when Kanye went to his church, and also Kanye donated. A sizable amount. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was like $50,000 to that church on that Sunday. So that's another thing. Kanye, you know, preachers that come and preach, they want the offering. Kanye went, he didn't ask for anything, and he actually sold. He didn't ask them for nothing financially. He actually gave. He gave. And then Pastor Brian shared that. He asked him and said, well, I need you to go to Bahamas. The Bahamas going through this, X, Y, and Z. I want you to go out to Bahamas and support that. And Kanye went. Kanye went and gave him some of his time. And then he said, but after Bahamas, Kanye went to Utah, Idaho, and he talked to predominantly all white audience and shared with the white audience that he supports Donald Trump. And so how can you be a believer and support Donald Trump? And so that's what Pastor Brian was sharing with us. But I would love to have that conversation and that dialogue to say, hey, even myself, I'm sure that I voted for some people that had some different views than I have, right? Let me see here. Hey, Fred Allen is on. And because Kanye was in Utah, he gave the money away. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Tamara. Because Kanye went to Utah, Pastor Brian, the money that Kanye donated to the church, Pastor Brian took it and said, basically, we don't want your money, and gave it away to another. Now, he gave it away to another cause that was great, but basically, hey, we don't want your money, and he gave it away. How can Jamal be a believer and support abortion? I mean, you know, now I'm sure Jamal would say he don't support abortion, but if you vote for a candidate that supports it, do that mean you support it? Hey, praise the Lord, Fred. God bless you. I mean, if you support a candidate that supports abortion, or if you support a candidate that supports the against Christian values and morals, right? Do that mean you actually support it? When all our Black Christian brothers and sisters were voting for President Barack Obama, and he had those views, and he supported abortion. He supported the same sex marriage and some of the other things that we would say that is anti-Christian. And so because you voted for him, does that mean that you're no longer a Christian, or you're no longer a believer? You're no longer saved because you voted for someone that that supports things that are against the Bible? Yeah, that's the same I would say about Kanye, right? If we use that same logic. And so I want our people to wake up, right? You know, don't allow his alliance or allegiance to alliance to Donald Trump to make you feel that he's not born again. And another thing, who are we to judge if he's born again? We should know the tree by what? The fruit it bears. Just because you don't like Donald Trump and you don't support Donald Trump doesn't mean that a man, especially a Black man that supports him, is not a believer. He can't be saved because he supports Donald Trump. To me, that makes no sense. Kanye West should have every last prayer coming in from everyone that names the name of Jesus. That's right. Everyone that names the name of Jesus Christ should be praying and loving on him. And for him to put that lyric in his song, it was not a slap against Christianity. It wasn't. It was just being truthful. Oh, let me pull that lyric up real quick. What lyric is that? Where's that lyric? It's the song "Hands On." It's called "Hands On." And they say, "What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'll be the first one to judge me. Make me feel like nobody loved me. They'll be the first one to judge me, make me feel like nobody loved me. What you've been hearing from the Christians, right? Because you should, the Christians should be saying, hey, we won one over. Heaven's rejoicing, right? When one soul come to Christ. Christians ain't. Oh, man, no, he ain't saved. He ain't believe. He's not a believer. He like Donald Trump. He can't be saved. What you've been hearing from the Christians? They'll be the first one to judge me, make me feel like nobody loved me. What you've been hearing from, I'm trying to sound like I'm rapping. What you've been hearing from the Christians, they'll be the first one to judge me, make me feel like nobody loved me. And that's a sad statement to make, a sad but true statement. To say the Christian faith will make them feel like no one loves him. That's a sad statement to make. And he made that statement. And, you know, and many people have. Many people may not like that statement he made, but he said the Christians will be the first one to judge me. I want to give my life over to Christ, and they'll be the first one to judge me and say, oh, it ain't real. And you know what? We've already spoke those things into existence already. It ain't real. It ain't real. But like my friend out here said, I'm worried about my walk. The biggest problem is we're all not on one accord when it comes to the Bible, because it could not be up for debate about folks believing in abortion or not. The Bible says what the Bible says, period. And that's another thing. It's all about, you know, it's all about Bible interpretation and exegesis of the text. And people have, you know, some people say, well, it means this, it means that. But, you know, as we deal with the Kanye and the Trump position, you know, I'm not here. I'm here mostly to talk about Kanye, and I put President Trump. And I gotta say this too. He is our president, and so sometimes I feel a little bad when I say Trump. Our President Donald Trump. He is our president. Yeah, voted in, whatever. Like him or love him, he's our president, right? And we should be praying for him, like I'm saying, praying for Kanye. That's what we're called to do as believers. We're really called to love and pray for people. That's what we're called to do. We're called to love and pray for people, because we need it too. We need it too. And here's one. And Fred's very bold with it. Fred is a black brother, and I mean he's a black brother. He's straight black. He's a black brother, and I think he's out in L.A. I support Donald Trump, and I'm praying for his salvation. I don't believe President Trump is born again yet. But I do believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has ordained him to be president. The fact that he's the only president to recognize Jerusalem, aka the city of God, the capital of Israel, should be an eye opener to many believers. The only president. Good call out, Fred. That's a great call out. Only president. He's done some other stuff that make me don't get it twisted. His vice president, and I heard Vice President Pence was saved. I heard he was born again believer. I think Fred said he was like speaking in tongues born again. Where my apostolic people at? He was like Shama Mama born again. So crazy. I think I saw Fred post something like that, and I'm not sure if that's true or not. But if it is, praise God, because I had a vision some years ago that we're going to have some people filled with the Holy Ghost, meaning the president or vice president in office. And I said, what a time. How powerful would that be if we had our first or second in command filled with the Holy Ghost in office? How powerful would that be? I missed yours. Victor Folks so mad that they are standing outside like the prodigal son brother. That's good. Remember the story of the prodigal son? And when the prodigal son came back, his brother was out there hating, mad, because people were happy to see him back. Yeah, that's good. While Kanye is eating at the feast that's prepared for him, they got people outside of the feast mad. That's good. Fred said, I'm a coon, according to some. Yeah, Fred, you know, you will be a coon if you're black and you're supporting. I think, are you a coon if you support anyone that's Republican? Is that what it is? Is it not just because not because of Donald Trump's Republican? Is it that you're a coon if you support anyone that's Republican? I think that's what it is. You can't be black and support Republican. I think so. If you're black and support Republican, you're a coon. Man, I tell you, there's a brother affiliated with the UPC that does Bible studies in the White House with the Vice President Pence. Wow. Love it. Love it. Love it. UPC is one of our one of the Pentecostal organizations. One of the Pentecostal organizations. That's powerful. All right, my time is coming up. Listen, guys, I want to thank you tonight for tuning in. We had great dialogue. Yeah, you didn't call in and talk to me audibly, but you said a lot. You said a lot on the status tonight, and I definitely appreciate your thoughts, your comments. I want to end with this. Kanye, President Trump, let's pray for all of them. Let's pray for all of them. And while you're praying for them, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that you don't fall into the trap of saying, who saved? Who ain't saved? I'm going to see if they saved. I'm going to wait to see. What you wait? Wait to see if you saved. I'm going to wait to see how long this going to last. How long is your salvation lasting? Who's sitting around waiting for you to get it together? So Kanye, President Trump, let's just pray for them. Let's love them. Pray for them. If you're born again, believe you're a Christian, pray for them. Love them. That's what you're called to do. Kanye is doing some positive things. Yeah, he supported Donald Trump. But guess what? We've all supported people that's just had some questionable stuff, right? Some questionable faith, some questionable policies, some anti-Bible policies. And we knew it was anti-Bible. We knew it was anti-Christian policies. And we still supported them. So can't knock the brother for supporting who he wants to support. And he can support who he wants to support. Just because he's black doesn't mean he has to vote Democrat. I wish we'll wake up. We really do need to wake up, people. And I'm not bashing Democrat. I voted Democrat before. I said before, didn't I? I voted Republican before. But, you know, we got to wake up. Because we got to see, if you're looking at your communities, our communities are not getting better. We're screaming Black Lives Matter, and we're still losing people in our communities. And we're killing our own. But it matters. It does matter. But we need to teach our kids and our kids' kids that it matters. That's all I'm saying tonight. Listen, I want to thank you for joining the Elephant Room, and we talked about some things, and it got hot up in here. It wasn't the Holy Ghost in the atmosphere, but it got hot up in here. And I want to thank you for joining in tonight. That's my time. Thank you. Next Monday, we got another good one for you next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'll let you know the topic later on this week. I won't share it. I'm going to open the cat out the bag right now. All right. God bless y'all tonight. Have a good one.